I'm here with Richard, Richard Sedley at Design for Persuasion in Ghent, and I'm going to let Richard introduce himself and talk through some of the points of his presentation this morning.
Hello, Martin. Hello, listeners. Yes, my name is Richard Sedley. I'm the Customer Engagement Director at a digital agency called Seascape, and I'm also the Course Director for Social Media at the Chartered Institute of Marketing. And the presentation I gave was called Using Game Mechanics to Create a Persuasion Architecture. And the thing that's really kind of fascinated me over the last, well, certainly last 12 months, but really preoccupied me for the last eight, is the kind of continuing rise of techniques that have been developed through online gaming and just kind of gaming generally, and how they've started to be taken and working themselves into the kind of digital world that I work in. My company builds a lot of kind of big websites, either internal or external sites. And you can start to see that the sort of techniques that are coming out of gaming are being used in order to help people, to help motivate people, help give people a sense of the sort of activities they can undertake in these kind of digital spaces, mm-hmm. and ultimately persuade them to do what you might want them to do, basically want them to do. What I did in the speech is I picked up on, I highlighted a few of those. Perhaps the more obvious ones that people would be familiar with, because I wasn't sure in the audience how many people would be familiar with the likes of things like Foursquare, for example. Mm-hmm. So we looked at the role that points can play, mm-hmm. Points in terms of collecting, so and the kind of psychological influence that collecting has over people, and the idea of being able to create sets of things that you're collecting. How you could perhaps use that in the digital space. Then we looked at how you can then start to organise the points that you might have collected and start to enter into the realm of kind of competition. So you've got kind of league tables, mm-hmm. Charts, and leaderboards, these kind of things. And we went on towards the end to look more at shifting mental models and how in certain situations that I've worked in, and my company's worked in, where you have, particularly in an intranet scenario, with people who are quite reluctant to undertake particular types of activities because it looks like their employer is forcing them to do that, putting a kind of gaming front end on stuff can quite often give people a sense of freedom in a way that they wouldn't have had previously. And actually, freedom's a very important thing in terms of mm-hmm. kind of game mechanics because no one actually enters into play unless they do it freely. There's no such thing as play that isn't a free thing. So if you're able to get people to play with something as a kind of an interface onto what they might have previously considered to be a chore, what you're doing is you're changing, potentially changing their mental model from something which is prescriptive and that they've been tasked to do something to something that they're then opening and entering into in a very much with free will.
Great. Well, thanks very much for your time.